Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Daniel Weber is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel has been a member of our, is a member of our Brain Trust, fairly recent member. He is the founder of the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, as the acronym is. But long before that, he was making his way in the marketplace as a business owner. As a small business owner, grew his business to a pretty good size and retired from that and decided that that there is another voice that was needed for folks who are, you know, have been around a while. And he formed AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things he's seeing out there in the economy and in politics. Dan Weber, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always great to be here. Thanks for the wonderful job you're doing for small business and citizens across the whole country.
Well, I appreciate that, and right back at you, sir. Talk to us about what you're seeing in the economy out there. Now, you're a seasoned professional business owner, business manager, employer, creator of jobs. You've been around the block a couple of times. You're no spring chicken, nor am I. And so tell us what you've seen a lot of stuff. What are you seeing right now?
Well, what I'm seeing is not good. The economy is not doing well. And despite claims to the contrary, the Obama administration is really hurting seniors most of all. Let's talk about jobs, for example. You know, 8.3% unemployment. If we take real unemployment, people who stop looking for jobs, it's double that. Yeah. Now, guess what? Guess seniors today are working more than ever before. Just in the last 5 years, 10% more seniors, those past 65, are working. So what's happening is the seniors are pinched because cost of living has gone up, gasoline prices have gone up, and their incomes haven't gone up.
Well, let's be fair about one thing. I agree with you. I know that there are more people working past 65 who may not want to, but this is also... We're coming into a generation, the boomers, who are now turning 65, that which is my generation, Dan, who want to keep
young,
they but what they want to, our generation wants, many of them want to keep working. So that's part of it, the story, isn't it?
Okay, but the other part is this: what happens when a businessman has to lay off people? Okay, who's he going to lay off? The young guy with a family with two kids?
Yeah.
Or a senior who's got some kind of income from Social Security or a retirement fund or something? And that's number one. Then when you're going to hire somebody, who are you going to hire? When health insurance is forcing small business to consider, I just read an article, 1 in 10 small business owners are going to be canceling the health insurance for people. And that's to save money. Small business first obligation is to make money, because if the business does not make money, that business closes down. So what are they going to do? So they're going to cut people, and who do they cut? Like I said, they're cutting the seniors, and who do they hire? They're going to hire a 35-year-old guy if things are iffy, or they're going to take a chance on a 65-year-old man or woman. And that's why the poor economy hurts seniors more than anybody.
Well, I agree with that, so what do you think? What is your proposal? What is your solution?
Well, the solution is we got to get people back to work again, and there's a couple of things we do. We got to throw out Obamacare. We got to come in with tax cuts. Those are just common sense things, and there are things that government can do to help. When I say that, what I'm talking about is loan guarantees.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Why do you say Obamacare is bad for seniors?
Oh, gosh. Well, just take what's happening lately. Because of the drug provisions in Obamacare, where seniors have to have generic drugs instead of name brand drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea is good, and more Americans are using generics,
right?
And it is saving us money. But there are some people who, according to their doctors, have got to use the name brand drug.
Well, before a drug can become generic, it has to be paid for as a name brand drug, and that could take years. So if you have to have only generics, you may be foreclosed from getting certain drugs.
Well, that's number one. And number two, they actually, in Obamacare now, because they're restricting the money going to states on drugs, that's part of Obamacare. We're finding all of these things out now. And many of the states are restricting the number of name brand drugs a person can have. Different states have different rules.
Right.
But what it actually is rationing. So now we have
That's the thing, Dan, that bothers me the most, that concerns me the most for seniors going forward with Obamacare, is the rationing of care, the rationing of services, and ultimately the rationing of funding for this care. Because I think as the government tries to manage all of this, and as doctors start dropping out of the system, which they're saying that, you know, the poll shows that they are, I think we're going to have some shortages.
We sure are. It looks like, according to another study that from the government health agencies, we're going to have $150,000 doctor shortage within the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And who does that hurt? It hurts everybody. And that whole thing.
Well, but it hurts the elderly disproportionately, because older folks use doctors more than younger folks do.
That's exactly right. And it hurts people low income, because people in low income area, guess where the shortage of the doctors is the most?
Yeah.
You know, it's not good. It's not good. And the whole approach that the Obama administration is taking is wrong. And our healthcare, AMAC has come out with 10 healthcare workshops, and we've recruited 100 healthcare professionals to sit on different committees. For example, one of the workshops is called How to Lower the Cost of Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Another is called A Study on Drugstore Clinics.
How do people find out more about these workshops?
On our website. Thank you. There's a place to sign up.
AMAC.org?
It's AMAC.US. AMAC.US.
Put a US on the end there, folks. AMAC, that stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. The founder, Dan Weber, and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.